Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Passionate action. Are you ready to open your heart and claim your ascended mastery? Well, I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and let's command the light.
Or are we demanding the light?
Well, I'm demanding we command.
Well, hey guys, welcome. And ignore my voice. I'm playing with one of those summer bug things that's going on right now, but we are here to be with you.
You know, today is a beautiful day. We are transitioning through this marvelous Mercury retrograde that has been affecting the energy on the planet in interesting ways. And I'm sure many of you have discovered that you are in a process of reclaiming yourselves in new ways. And the re-energy, the reclaiming, the return, the review energy is certainly upon all of us. And we're also simultaneously in the time of the Metronian star spinning. Now, for those of you that go, wait a minute, what's this about?
Yeah.
Well, this is about the energy above the crown chakra that is the gateway to the higher dimensions. And for the first time on a planetary basis, this energy, this gateway is now available.
And if you've not checked in with our wonderful May video posted at our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, definitely check in and gaze at that, because we filmed it in front of the Divine Galactic Blueprint and explain this a lot more. The most important thing to recognize is the spin.
Because when things spin, it's an interesting phenomenon. Because
in a
cosmic spin, there is a spin that goes up and there's a counter-rotating spin that goes down. Now, up and down are very relative terms. However, from the viewpoint of those of us that have used to walking with gravity under our feet and seeing things in relatively straight lines, the notion is ascending or regressing, descending. And as this energy is embracing our cosmos, opening up the portal to the higher dimensions, only the weight of your emotional body, the weight of your attachment to density, can keep you from lifting. Now, the weight of attachment to density is, in fact, the norm on the planet.
Very much so.
So, from a mass consciousness standpoint, people are coalescing in a way of trying to hold on. That means hold on to my group, hold on to my beliefs, hold on to my money, all those kinds of things that say, give me the stability of predictability, of anchorship, of alignments and alliances. Versus those that are lifting may feel the desire for alliances and alignments. However, there is a live and let live kind of attitude. There is a lightness to it, that those who are meant to be with me will find me, and those that are meant to be elsewhere will find who they're meant to be. And so we have a greater trust in the flow that is upon us. And that's roughly the characteristics of the upward escalator versus the coalescing escalator. Now, neither one's good or bad. Get that? They're both opportunities for learning.
You know, they really are. And one of the things that we're talking about today is, are you commanding your light or are you trying to demand it? Because there is a huge difference. And this is, you know, we're so excited. We just yesterday started our Ascended Abundance. It's an incredible program. And hey, if you want to jump in, get to our website, register. We'll send you yesterday's audio and all of the materials and the incredible attunement. Because one of the gifts of Ascended Abundance, one of the energies that we were really working on, was this energy of learning how to command your light.
To command the light is a different orientation than wishing or making demands of the universe. And this is a topic that we think is worthwhile to explore.
So
we're going to open this up a little bit today, because all of us know what it is to make a wish. You know,
upon a star,
or upon your grandparents,
or whoever,
you know, it's
a lucky penny.
We certainly start out in our youth making wishes for our birthday gifts or our Christmas gifts or other holiday gifts, and we the culture supports that, those dreams, and sometimes in some families you're taught that wishes into setting goals for working, you know, whether you have a time job or whatever it is, you set a goal and try to achieve your dreams through working. And some people make that leap, and other people are approached differently. But what I'm getting at is wishing is generally a fantasy that is not foundationalized in action. It's a fantasy of, oh, wouldn't it be nice? Oh, I'd like that a lot. Who's going to give it to me? Versus, oh, I see that this is for my best and I like it. I'm going to take steps to align with it, to make it be, make it happen. It's a different orientation between wishing and being empowered. So what about demanding?
Well, you know, I think we need to talk about, and bear with me, guys, we need to talk about prayer. Because oftentimes the power of prayer comes forward when we command the prayer versus when we petition the prayer. For many of us, we're taught to petition. Yes. We're taught to petition from the time that we're young. And so we have this false understanding that we are not worthy, that we are not able to, when the reality is that we are incredibly, profoundly powerful co-creators. And as powerful co-creators, we have the opportunity to call forward, to bring forward everything in our lives. However, we are also the ones that stand in our own way. And this is why we need to learn how to command the light versus stay in the habit of petitioning, and which is really wishing, isn't it?
Well, absolutely.
You know, when we demand, it's kind of like a wish, and we were kind of laughing about wishing upon a star, but the reality is, rather than taking an empowered co-creative role, we often set ourselves up for failure, and then we set ourselves up to blame why the failure happened.
So,
and oftentimes we blame ourselves.
Well, we blame ourselves.
And that's half true.
And what is half true?
Yeah.
Because anytime we come to the cosmic universe from the energy of lack, we are coming as a victim. We're saying to the universe,
exactly.
I don't have enough. I'm not enough. I need to be rescued in some fashion.
Well, and all victims need both a rescuer and a persecutor, or they can't exist. And so when we petition, we're actually setting ourselves up to be a victim because we're saying, rescue me, right? That's really what we're saying. And then if we're not rescued, we start getting angry and we start blaming, and then we find our persecutor.
And this energy is very insidious.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is oftentimes you don't realize it's actually running in your consciousness, because prayer, for example, is a petition to the Most High for assistance. And we're taught that that's noble. And I have no argument with prayer. What I want to communicate is, are you coming to the universe, to the divine, from a place of I'm not enough, versus coming to the universe from the place of here's how it could be more loving. Here's how greater beauty and harmony could exist.
Well, and how are we creating that prayer? And we're going to be talking a lot about that today on the show. How do we create that petition in a way that commands our light versus demands response? And, you know, talking about commanding, Sri, we've had a commanding amount of people call in. Our lines are full right now, guys, but when we start taking callers, that's your opportunity to call back in. But we also have some people that have written in this week, Sri, and I'd like to say hello to one of them.
Okay. Well, beloved
and
ones,
because she was commanding her light by taking the time to write me.
And while you're bringing that email up, what I want to remind you, listeners, is if you don't get through on the phone, you're welcome to send us an email to guest, G-U-E-S-T, at shriandkiraradio.com. And as we're able, we will work with you via the email and give you a response on the air.
Exactly. And you know, we get a lot of emails, but I want you guys to know that we do eventually get to you. Just be patient. So before we go to our lines, I want to quick say hello to Alex. And hi, Angel. And for those of you, Alex was asking for a mini soul reading. And really, I'll just read a little bit of her letter at the end here where she says, I would love a mini soul reading because I feel that I am powerful and strong, but but something is still keeping me from moving forward. I want to be free. I always thought I would be a teacher, but it has come forward. The best way to teach is to be, and I am being drawn to artistic things. I just fear maybe I'm afraid to step up into being a teacher. Excuse me, guys. But I want to feel joy and create. Thank you so much for listening to me. And I am completely open to receiving the truth. All my love, Alex. Now, guys, those of you listening are amazing listeners. You need to know Alex also asked and shared a lot of personal information with me that I just don't want to share on the air. So Alex Angel, here's the first thing I want to share with you. Everything that you did regarding the rest of your email was right and wonderful. And you are in your wholeness, Angel. And when we are in our wholeness, when we are courageous, and you are such a courageous woman, when we have the courage to step into our truth, those around us, and Sri and I often refer to them as our partners in pain, and they're often our family or those we consider to be our best friends, will naturally react because your clarity, your truth, and your presence forces them to look at themselves. And if they're not ready to look at themselves, the only place they can go is to react and go toward you. So you have done nothing wrong. If anything, you have become a light or an opportunity for everyone else in your family to wake up. Your goal right now is to have gratitude for them playing their role perfectly. Remember that when people project on us, when people give us information or make us feel less than, it's the universe saying, are you confident enough in your own skin to thank them for playing their role well enough to remind you that you are not going to go off track? And congratulations, Alex, you're doing that. Now, as far as the mini soul reading, oh my goodness, girlfriend, yes, you are a teacher. Oh my goodness. And yeah, we all of us teach from our beingness. However, in your case, follow your passion and follow your dream. You have an incredible army, is the only way I can describe it, of beings around you. And they, it's funny, they all are holding, some are holding paintbrushes, some are holding, it looks like almost like hands filled with finger paints. Some are holding clay. Some are holding like little glittery things. And they're all saying, your dreams were brought to you to be manifested. Do not deny the truth of who you are. And so, Angel, you are free. You truly are free. Trust yourself, trust your guidance, and keep moving forward. And everything, I promise you, everything will resolve. And they're telling me 8 months. So just keep walking. Namaste. Namaste, Angel. So, Sri, one of the reasons I started with Alex was about commanding her light. And commanding her light to be able to manifest her dreams, because that's really part of the petition, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That, you know, how do we petition? You know, like we mentioned, most of us are taught to pray saying, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, right? You know, and we sit by the bed at night when we're young and we pray and we say, oh, dear God, you know, bless this one, bless that one. And I really want the shiny race car, you know, or whatever else. And what's so important to recognize is that is actually a demanding energy. Versus a commanding energy.
There are nuances here, and the reason we want to explore this and discuss it is so that each of you can grasp the nuance.
Absolutely.
Remember that we are all in an ascension process, and that means emotional maturity. We start off with a very basic selfish point of view as a child, and we begin to get ever more mature, ever more capable of it being inclusive of others. Well, so there's nothing wrong with petitions and demands. They, if they're age appropriate,
because it's training wheels.
Exactly,
it's wheels.
Learning how to have a conversation.
Exactly.
Needs are learning how to articulate your needs. However, from a spiritual maturity standpoint, from a standpoint of one who wishes to live an empowered life in harmony with the forces of the universe and active in density, meaning in the world of form, there is a point where your empowerment will bring you to commanding the light. Now, to command the light means you're coming to the petition, if you will, from a place of confidence and trust.
Exactly, from co-creative power, from a place of equality versus a place of inequality.
Exactly.
You're
now,
no longer the
that.
Victim. Exactly.
Hang on to that, because to think that you're less than and you must make a petition, you must make a demand to be seen or heard or to have your needs
or
met.
Or throw a tantrum.
The underlying energy is one of lack. And when we come No matter what we say, if it's foundationalized in the energy of lack, then the energy of lack is carried in the petition, and we're going to receive more lack back. And that's the secret of the grand creative universe. It's the energy of that carries your words that has a huge influence on the outcome. You've all met people who are saying one thing, but their energy is saying another. You know, the manipulators, the liars, and they have a smile on their face as they say something that's really horrible and hurtful.
Yeah, well, very much
that's
so.
That's an extreme example of the point we're wanting to make here. When you are petitioning or the universe to create something for you, but your energy is one of, well, maybe, or maybe I deserve, maybe I don't, or I just wish it could be, prove it to me.
Exactly. Prove it to me, baby.
That is the energy that goes out there, and that energy is never fully satisfied.
Well, exactly, because that's all the energy of the victim. The energy of the victim is constantly seeking to be rescued and constantly seeking to find someone else to abuse them. And this is very, very common, especially among the early awakening. In the early awakening phase, we oftentimes, you know, we dive into our awakening and we're so excited and we're so happy and so many new beautiful things are being revealed. And then for many, usually within the first year or two, there is an incident that makes you wonder, oh my goodness, what am I doing? Am I crazy? Is what everybody's saying about me true? Because normally when you start first waking up, you'll have lots of people projecting on you. And the reality is that's when you know you're at the precipice of breaking through. That's when you absolutely know you're getting to the top of the mountain. Because if the universe is feeling that you are strong enough to be able to stand in the face of projection, then you are ready to move forward.
The face of projection means all of the unfinished business of others being pointed toward you.
Exactly.
And so, beloved ones, I hope that you're understanding our intent is to cultivate discernment.
In every way. And, you know, let's cultivate a little more discernment and love. And let's go ahead. We're going to take some of our beautiful callers. Let's start on line 3 with Marsha from Minnesota.
Hello.
Hello. Namaste.
Namaste, Cynthia. I'm so happy I'm getting through today. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Oh, we are so grateful you got through, too. It's an honor to be with you today, Angel.
It's not a miracle. And I just wondering if I can ask for mini soul reading, please.
Absolutely. And I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And what's so beautiful right now is that as I connect with you, even as I'm watching your hands come to your heart, I see diamonds, beautiful, clear, like beautiful, beautiful, clear crystalline diamonds. And they're radiating out of your heart space. And they're saying, pick me up and put me to use. That you are the diamond, and there's two of them that they're saying, put me to use, put me to use. Now, what they're saying is that they are coming out from your own inner center to offer you a greater sense of clarity, that you've been like in and you've been dancing with clarity and out of clarity, dancing with clarity, out of clarity. And they're saying that the clarity that you have is the clarity that is propelling you, and that you to take these diamonds and move forward. And, you know, Angel, that's what they want me to tell you. And so, namaste.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many blessings. Well, Sri, let's say hello to another person.
Well, I just want to dance with the diamonds for a moment.
Well, so they were so gorgeous. Oh my gosh.
You know, beloved ones, I want to remind you that every reading is for everyone, that there are aspects of your journey that are identical to the aspects
of
the caller.
Absolutely. And that's why we also started with Alex today, because it was very much about commanding light and moving forward.
But let's head to line 1, and we're going to Nova Scotia, Canada.
Let's go to Nova Scotia. Hi, Amanda.
Oh, hi. Hi. Such a great show today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just looking for a mini soul reading. That's all.
Well, that's our pleasure. And it's a gift to connect with you, my love. And, you know, it's so wonderful. As I'm connecting with you, it's so funny. Everything around you right now is smiling. Like they're just, I just keep hearing as you smile, you will open the door. And as you open the door, the smile will come back to you. It's like they're saying, keep going. Don't be afraid. And use the energy of your smile. And they're saying, for that which seems insurmountable, smile that the universe feels you are worthy of the challenge, because you are. And that everything around you right now is really trying to, it's like it's trying to ratchet up a notch. They're showing me you, and you're on this ladder, only you think the ladder is going nowhere, when actually it's anchored in this incredible field of boundless joy and opportunity. And they're saying, just keep doing it, just keep going, but remember to smile through it. When you harness that gift, they're saying all the doors will be open. And so it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's amazing. Dead on. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Namaste.
Thank you so
many
much.
Blessings.
Thanks.
Well, let's say hi to another person, Sri.
Well, that's great. We're going to head to Pennsylvania, and on line two, we have Megan standing by.
Namaste, Megan.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. I was calking in because I had spoken with you guys about a month or so ago. I was having a really hard time. Things have been crazy and changing, and I just wanted to see if you could offer me a mini soul reading.
Well, thank you for asking. And yeah, things are really changing. and you know, what's so wonderful for you, Megan, is they just keep saying, it's so cute. I don't know if you remember, I'm probably dating myself here, but many, many years ago, there was the cutest little poster, and it was a little kitten with one little paw on a tree, and it said, hang in there, baby. And it was just the cutest little thing. And that's what they're showing me. They're showing me this little poster with the little kitten. And they're saying, hang in there, baby, just a couple more weeks. And and for you, the 28th. After the 28th of May, so what are we at? May 15th? So it's like 13 days, not even really two full more weeks. They're saying after the 28th of May, which is when Mercury corrects itself, it's like you're a catapult. Everything moves forward. So hang in there, baby, and let it be fun and precious, just like you, my angel. I'm so glad you called. Thank you for checking in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, angel. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you as well.
Thank you, angel.
Oh, beautiful. You know, I gotta remind everybody that it only takes one fingernail to hang in there.
It better be a strong nail.
You know, it's a lesson that I learned from rock climbing. We can be supported and continue on our journey, even though we think we've lost our grip. All it takes is just one tiny little bit, one toe in secure land, in secure rock, is enough to get us moving forward so that we can walk with greater ease and stability. So just keep trusting, just keep moving.
Well, you know, and this is all about commanding the light and commanding our joy and commanding the blessings of who we are. And, you know, we have so much to share, including how to call forward your commanding your light. Very, very simply, very, very easy. We've got a lot we're going to share with you. We're going to take a really quick station break. And when we come back, we're going to play with you. We're going to say hi to more callers. We're going to teach you a few things. And we are going to dive into commanding or demanding our light. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And you know, I want to remind each and every one of you that the difference between demanding and commanding is an inner state of being, a place of trust in the universe, a place of trust in your own capacity as a master in form. And some people go, wow, a master in form? How presumptuous. No, how ordinary. Because in order to take birth, in order for this the universe to trust you to take birth, you have already proven your worth. And that's the essential shift in perspective that will leap you forward out of victim consciousness into empowered co-creating, into the place of living in love. Consider that for a moment. We all know that love is the energy of the universe, yet we allow lack in our consciousness. Where's the love in that?
Good question, Sri. Where is the love in that? You know, and really, how often is it that we find ourselves in these loops, right? We find ourselves in these loops in our lives where we're like, you know, I thought I was doing everything right, or I've said enough declarations, I've visualized, I've done this. Part of it is that, remember, we're in a new earth. I mean, the reality is that the earth has twin. That is just reality. And all you need to do is pay attention to what's going on in the world of density versus what's going on in those the world of the fifth dimension and beyond to see the differences.
And so we have to also have mercy on ourselves.
You absolutely.
Know, having had a human birth, having individuated, we all have emotional wounds. We've all been beat up to one degree or another through the experiences of our childhood and lifetime. And we can either be in the pity party around that, or we can grab the learnings, do our healing, and move forward with a more compassionate heart to serve others who are needing a hand. And that's truly the role of taking birth here. We're all here in service. And how that service looks, whether you're an artist, a teacher, a healer, or a presence, all people have a role to serve. And your service is as unique and beautiful as your history.
Well, indeed. And it begins by living your life to your fullest co-creative capacity.
And this is why we wanted to bring your attention to this wonderful telecourse, Ascended Abundance, because while we're calling it Ascended Abundance and people say, oh, that's about money, no.
Well, that's part of it.
Money's the byproduct.
Money's the result.
When you're living in that effervescent, confident state of being, in that empowered energy, then manifesting material wealth is straightforward. It's when we're coming from a lack consciousness that, of course, the first thing we're needing is more safety, more financial safety. And so this class, what we're giving you today in the radio show is a taste of the material of the class. And the purpose of the class is to provide you with the support to shift your consciousness and your energy so that you can move into the commanding.
Now, if you're catching this live, then hey, go to shriankira.com, click on Ascended Abundance. The class that's already started will send you the audio of yesterday's class, all of the workshop material, and you can still catch us live this coming Saturday. If you are catching this show in the archives, go to the home study classroom and grab this class.
It'll be a complete
kit. It will change your life. And already, Sri, we're seeing so many people just after 24 hours, so much has already happened and shifted. And remember, there is a powerful attunement, and you'll want to listen to this attunement and really follow through, because when we know how to command the light, our lives become a miracle.
Absolutely. You are the original miracle.
Indeed. And we're going to be teaching you a little bit how to do that. But first, we want to offer you a gift. And here's the gift. You're going to want to go to shriankira.com, click on our practices tab, it's right there on the homepage, and read, learn, and use the container practice. This is our gift to you. Remember that all of us carry with us a profound energy field, and that in the twinning earth right now, there is the planetary thought body, and the planetary thought body of the third dimension is filled with what? Fear. It's filled with fear, anger, doubt, and it's soupy, it's murky, and if you have a body, and I suspect you do, you're interfacing with it. So the reality is, if you are playing at the level of the game board, as Sri always says, then you're constantly bombarded by this murky, fear-based energy. The only way you can avoid that is to play above it, to lift through it. Now, when you slough off an energy, let's just say that you've had one of those energy exchanges with somebody that left you feeling not so fun, or you walk into a room and go, why do I suddenly feel this way? Or maybe you're having a great day and all of a sudden somebody pings you, right? All of a sudden out of nowhere, you're like, why am I feeling this way? This practice, the container, instantly, quickly, and spiritually responsibly clears that energy from your field so that you can continually stay clear and you're not contributing to the negative energy of the planetary thought body. That is a signal that you send to the universe that says, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me so that I may live the greatest life possible. And that's a gift we want to give you today. And it's waiting for you right now. It's free. There's no strings. SriAndKira.com. Click on practices. Click on the container practice.
Absolutely. Because are you ready to step up to your true capacity? And if not now,
when? And seriously, you don't need to constantly carry uncomfortable energy. Responsibly get rid of that energy, our lives change. And that's one of the things we need to do to be able to command the light. Now, we want to talk about how we can command our light, how we can call out to the universe without being the victim. And before we do, why don't we call out to a few people who have been waiting on the lines?
Absolutely. Let's head to line 4, and we're going to say hi to Julie from Olympia, Washington.
Namaste, Julie.
Thanks for being here, for your presence. I always love how welcome I feel, and I know everyone is when I hear your voices.
Thank you.
And I would love, well, to send Kira energy for her voice. I send you much healing.
Thank you.
And to ask for a mini soul reading.
Well, it's
how
our
can I
honor.
Leap into love?
Was there anything else you wanted to share?
Oh, I asked how can I leap into love and shift from where it's been into commanding.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Julie, first of all, thank you. Thank you, first of all, for your incredible presence. And my eyes get misty listening to you because you carry within you a level of sincerity that is a rare gift. And that is the word that came in as you were speaking, and that's why I'm sharing this back with you. Right now, you've got Archangel Gabriel and Uriel, who are kind of like, it's funny, the word they're giving me is mind melding with you, meaning that they're offering you these beautiful intuitive knowings, recognitions. And they're saying that it is the sincerity of a heart ready to move forward without judgment that opens the gateway. And that they are there to assist you to know that that is what you're doing. And they're showing me this, it's like a golden arrow, but it's a road. And they're saying, walk this road with the confidence of the one who has the presence of sincerity, and everything that you are wanting to manifest, even love and beyond, will find you on that pathway, will find you on that journey. And both Uriel and Gabriel, as I mentioned, are here, and I'm watching them, and it's like I'm seeing these beautiful golden and kind of like sapphire-y blue energies that are being swirled around your crown chakra, swirled around your throat chakra, and I'm watching your heart chakra literally smile, and it's quite beautiful. And so really, really give yourself this gift and walk, just keep walking with this sincere love, this sincere space, trusting that which you are being given. And it's like everything's going to find you on this path. And so it is. Thank you so much for the blessing of connecting with you.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel.
You know, beloved ones, one of the things that I want to bring our attention back to is the difference between demanding and commanding.
Right. And we're going to teach you how to do that before we close the show today.
Please remember that it's perfectly appropriate to have your needs met.
Yes.
Consider that for a moment. You deserve to have your needs met.
Because you were born.
There is an infinite supply of love and light radiating through us and to us in every moment. And that love and that light can coagulate around the material world to produce form that can come in through emotional support, spiritual support. Your needs can be and always will be abundantly met if you're ready to receive fully.
Mm-hmm.
And that receiving is really one of the places that many times we have these carried with us from lifetime to lifetime about being a martyr, about not being selfish, etc.
Vows of chastity, vows of poverty.
All of those kinds of things set up a moral imperative that views fulfillment as selfish.
And makes us feel trapped. And oftentimes we don't even understand why we're feeling trapped.
And we're not here to argue about that conceptually as much as to point out that as we have a little mercy on ourselves and recognize that everybody's doing the best they know how, everyone is doing the best they can, and it's time to move from simply coping to thriving.
Of course it is. I love that.
And as we move from coping to thriving, we shift the fulcrum point inside of ourselves. We shift the fulcrum from, oh, poor me, things aren't going right, to, oh, look at all the opportunities for fulfillment. look at, I don't have any doubt about how to take care of myself. I'm needing a little more attention or love. I'm needing a little more safety or even if it's a meal or whatever it might be, to move in the place of, okay, let's do this. Let me take good care of me. That's not selfish. That's taking care of the divine in form.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. Well, you know, Sri, let's take care of another caller, and then let's offer these beautiful listeners some practices on how to command their light.
Okay. All right. So we're going to head to line 5 and say hi to Valerie from Virginia.
Namaste, Valerie.
How are you today? Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
We spoke before, and I never got to hear the end of that. I've tried to listen to it about a month ago, I guess, when it was on a Sunday. And it's like I can't hear the rest of it. You did tell me, because I deserve because I was born. And I was trying to, I signed up for the class that started yesterday, and I'm still working with that material. But I feel like I'm commanding without victimization, but I don't know. It's kind of, it is murky. And I would appreciate a soul reading.
Oh, well, first of all, Angel, thank you so much for calling in. It's such a gift to connect with you again. It truly is. And I'm really excited that you signed up for the class. And please, one of the first things I want to share with you is that Archangel Zadkiel came in very powerfully around you right now. And, you know, Archangel Zadkiel comes in with so much love, mercy, compassion, and joy. And the very first thing Zadkiel said is, make sure, you know how we challenged you in the class to do the attunement for 14 days in a row? Zadkiel saying, do that. That's the first thing Zadkiel saying. The other thing is on this murkiness. They're saying that there's a plug, and I see it. It's in your second chakra right now. And so the plug in your second chakra is about your co-creative willingness. And it doesn't mean that you're not willing to co-create. It means that there's still a fear, a very deep-seated fear in there. And so what they're saying is that for you to take time, literally bring your hands to your second chakra and ask your second chakra to talk to you and say, tell me what you need, and for you to trust the message you receive, even if you think it has nothing to do with that, and that message from your own body to your consciousness will free you to command and move forward. And so that's the message that they want you to hear, other than Archangel Zadkiel is really powerful around you right now. And so call on him. Just call out, Zadkiel, I seek clarity. And I think you'll be really pleased with what comes forward, because that in and of itself is a command. When you can stand in your own presence and say, Zadkiel, I seek clarity, offer it to me. And Zadkiel will, and literally is coming forward to like give you personal training. And I couldn't think of anything more beautiful than that. So I'm really grateful you got through today, Valerie. Absolutely no accident that you got through and connecting with you. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. appreciate it.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Love you.
We love you too, honey. You know, Sri, let's talk about it. Let's share. So for those of you that are going, hey, okay, we're ready. You know, what we were just sharing with Valerie is part of it. Part of it is instead of saying, you know, dear whoever, you know, what dear spirit, source, God, whoever you say, instead of saying, I wish I had, or please give me, or I really need, or if you give me this, you know, I love how we cut deals with God, right?
Yeah, I'll be good.
I'll be really good if you give me this, or I'll stop doing this.
I'll stop my bad habit.
Exactly. And God's going, yeah, I know you too well. And so the reality is to step out of the petition and create the co-creative service. It's about commanding through service. In other words, so let's talk about money, because a lot of us want to talk about money, right? Or a lot of people are always, you know,
well,
talking
money
about
is
that.
Money is viewed as the facilitator
for
getting
many things.
What
right.
we want.
So rather than I would like $1 million, right? What would you do if you had that $1 million? And are you clear? Maybe it's, you know, beloved universe, my intention, my beloved universe, my sacred intention is to, and like for Sri and I, our sacred intention is to assist as many beings on the planet to discover the beauty of themselves as we can while we are in form. Thereby, when we establish Terra Nostra community, by offering us the blessing of being able to bring that forward, we can serve more beings. That's a command versus a petition. It's a clarity to the universe of, if I am going to do, if I want X, then what is the world's service? How am I supporting humanity through this gift? Now, your support of humanity could be as simple as being the best person you are. In other words, by saying, you know, dearest universe, show me how right now to manifest the house that I am meant to live in so that I may be filled with the peace, the love, and the joy to be able to be the best mother possible and to be able to support my community. Right. So it's about the example, leading by example and leading through the example of your beingness.
One of the things that's essential to grasp, in addition to what Kira has just shared with you, is the energy of commanding is a co-creative mandate.
Exactly. It's that co, right?
It's a cooperation with the divine. The divine is the source of all creation. There's no limits here. All creation. So to be in a cooperative mandate, it means that we have to align with our divinity and then create from that space. And for many of us, we've become in the habit of trying to create from the personality or the ego self. So for example, we've got our career, we have our apartment or our house or whatever, we have our car payment, and that these various things, and include some many, maybe including some noble passions, some great beliefs. However, it's coming from a very worldly context. And that's where we all begin. To evolve is to say, how does my presence in the world support the expansion of love in this universe?
There you go. And that can be, and to not to minimize your role. Is your role to be the best mother possible? Is your role to be the best sister possible? Is your role to be the best student possible? That is all beautiful. The key is to know it and to own it and know that your role can change as your life shifts.
Because if you love what you do, then love will come through you. If you hate what you do, you're setting up oppositional forces in your life. So to use the words love who you are and be in service to love, then we need to come to the very specifics of your individuated skills and situation. And sometimes, yes, some healing is needed. Sometimes some shift is needed. And here's the biggie, some patience is needed.
And to recognize that the universe's timeline is very different than yours. However, you have the right, the ability, and the absolute knowingness to command your light into the density timeline. The key is to offer clarity. Clarity, clarity. If you are not feeling clear, then that's where you begin. You know, call out, you know, call out like with our beautiful caller, Valerie. Archangel Zadkiel was saying, just call me. And if you've ever read our book, Sacred Union, Archangel Zadkiel said that in Sacred Union, you can just call on me. So call out, you know, beloved angels, beloved Archangel Zadkiel, offer me clarity right now. The key is you have to be able to trust what you receive, because oftentimes we dismiss that dismissible voice.
And the dismissible voice is usually that silent little voice, that quiet, patient, intuitive information that is easily overridden by the boisterous voice of the ego.
Exactly.
And so it takes a little patience with ourselves. Remember, you have a whole lifetime to sort this out. And the sooner you get on with it, the more joy that is available for you to experience.
The master commands, the victim demands.
It is that simple, and yet is that challenging.
We love you. We honor you. And as you walk through this week, play with commanding the light. If you haven't joined us yet in Ascended Abundance, go jump in and grab it right now. We look forward to being with you next week.
And until we have the joy of being with you live, we offer you our hugs and we remind you that all is truly well. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.